theme to start the hour, and I Can Make You Feel Good, and Chris Rea on the April the 1st theme, and Fall, If You Think It's Over. Got you that time, didn't I?
Right. You brought me my coffee. You never do that, so I suspect
it's
something.
What do you mean I never do it? I make a habit of it. Well, you're always leaving your coffee in the machine.
Oh, I'm too busy. And then Where is it?
As I was bringing Sarah her coffee, I pretended to stick another paper fish on her back, and I didn't.
I'm looking for something that isn't there. Okay.
From today's Guardian. The blockage of the Suez Canal by the beached Ever Given container ship has prompted fresh international efforts to find an alternative to the world's most important shipping corridor. UN officials are understood to be reviewing plans to construct a new canal along the Egypt-Israel border, having previously dismissed ideas for a much longer route through Iraq and Syria as too hazardous. The blockage of the Suez Canal is estimated to cost hundreds of millions of pounds, as well as threatening Europe's vital supply chains from Asia, bringing everything from toilet roll and iPhones to takeaways and PPE. The UN had previously commissioned a feasibility study from the international tunnelling company OFP Lariol, which estimated Suez 2 could be dredged within 5 years. The canal would run in a near straight line into the Gulf of Aqaba in the Red Sea. Technology has moved on considerably since the excavation of the first canal in the 1850s, said the study's author, Ivor Shovel. A separate issue is the slight fall in sea levels in the Mediterranean that may happen once we flood the new canal, which could lead to wider and longer beaches, he said. The Foreign Office said it was aware of the plans, which are being overseen by the UN Committee for Trade Routes Uniting Economies. Sources said the UK would be prepared to play a leading role in any project to help level up the region and build back better. We have the experience and could share our preliminary designs for the proposed tunnel links to Northern Ireland, said an official. Also pointed to the Prime Minister's successful track record in large-scale infrastructure projects. Another alternative the UN is looking at involves recreating an ancient passage to the Nile from the Red Sea. It's an exciting idea, said Moses, a regional expert in water division management, whose staff are managing a feasibility study of the area. Although maritime engineers have warned the river would not have any capacity for 20,000 container megaships, such as the Ever Given, transferring goods to flotillas of smaller boats could provide a modern solution. Felucha operators could carry as much as 28% of the Suez cargo volumes or less. Camel trains would be on standby should water levels in the Nile drop. I question whether such a scheme remained feasible. Mr. Says said, see these pyramids? We built those, didn't we? That's a nice try, isn't it? But a couple of things gave it away. I have a shovel and Mo says. Yes, very good. It's hard to know if anything's true or not these days, though, isn't it, really? What have you got lined up this morning?
Well, the clue is each of the songs contain the word good in the title.
Right.
Okay. Question number one. This song by an American band released as a single in 1966 and was an immediate critical and commercial hit, topping record charts in several countries, including the US and the UK. It was the costliest single ever recorded at the time of its release and later became widely acclaimed as one of the finest and most important works of the rock era. The lyrics are, I love the colourful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Is it the Arctic Mondays?
Just leave it out, right? Joke's over.
Beach Boys, Good Vibrations.
Ah, you smooth operator. Question number two. This song was released again in 1966 as a B-side to Till the End of the Day and also on their album released in the same year. The nostalgic song was inspired by the singer's good times he had with his father, saying that my dad and relatives would be able to sing this song. They always talked about how great it was before or during the war. I think every generation thinks that way. The lyrics are as follows. Well, lived my life and never stopped to worry about a thing, opened up and shouted out and never tried to sing.
Where have all good times gone?
Well done, bye.
Kings.
Yeah. And finally, this song by an English band, taken from their 1966 album. The recording includes multiple pianos played in the Barrel House style. The song was influenced by The Loving Spoonful, who had a happy hit with Do You Believe in Magic? And the lyrics are, I need to laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love, and it's a sunny day.
Good day, sunshine.
That'll be a hat trick then.
It is.
Well done. I didn't make it quite easy.
Is it one word, good day, or is it good no? No, it's not, is it?
Oh, by the way, Craig has asked
Hello, Craig. Yes.
Good Day by Ice Cube for tomorrow.
Has
if
he
possible,
really?
Please.
I'm not playing that.
Why not?
Because it's Craig. Of course we will. Can you write it down, otherwise I'll forget?
I've done it.
Send it to me in a letter.
This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Lyser has the top stories across the Riviera.
France is set to begin its third national lockdown from Saturday the 3rd of April. French President Emmanuel Macron has opted to extend restrictions already in place in 19 departments of France to the whole of the country in the fight against the current third wave of COVID. The head of state has said that if the French are able to make extra efforts during the month of April, then mid-May could see the reopening of some cultural establishments, as well as the terraces and bars, and terraces of bars and restaurants. And Macron announced the closure of schools from tomorrow, with nursery and primary schools closed for 3 weeks until April the 26th, and the closure of college and lycée for 4 weeks until May the 3rd. For employees, Macron insisted that working from home is a must when possible. The president reiterated that everyone in France over the age of 18 will be able to receive a vaccine by the end of the summer if they wish. From April the 16th, appointments will be open for those aged 60 to 75. The first appointments for those aged between 50 and 60 will be opened on May the 15th, and for those under 50 from mid-June. Prime Minister Jean Castex is scheduled to make an address to the French Parliament on the health situation today. The National Assembly and Senate will then hold a debate and a vote on health measures. Government spokesperson Gabriel Attal stated that the government will make a decision on whether to postpone local elections in June after consulting political parties. More than 480,000 fines related to travel have been issued by police in France since mid-December. Since December the 15th and the end of the second lockdown, 500,000 fines have been handed out, with the majority relating to travel offences. Over the Easter weekend, Emmanuel Macron has announced that it will be possible to change region during the day to spend the next few weeks in a place of your choice, a tolerance which the Ministry of Interior has said will stop on Monday evening, from which point travel will be limited everywhere in France to a radius of 10 kilometres from your home for daily outings without a certificate, and for trips exceeding 10 kilometres, a certificate will be required. On the other hand, the curfew must continue to be respected throughout France from 7pm to 6am, as well as the ban on outdoor gatherings of more than six people and illegal parties indoors. In other news, High Court judges in France have dismissed the case against a farmer who transported nearly 200 migrants from Italy to his home in the Alpes-Maritimes region. 41-year-old Cédric Héroux had been prosecuted for bringing migrants over the border in 2016 and organising a reception camp on his land near Bray-sur-Royat. He was initially fined, but the punishment was upgraded in 2017 to 4 months in jail. Public transport is expected to be disrupted in the region tomorrow due to nationwide strike action. There'll be no trams operating Nice, and many bus routes of the Ligne d'Azur network will be disrupted. Some bus services in Antibes and Sophie Antipolis are also expected to be affected. Finally, one way to avoid lockdown would be to go into space. As the recruitment campaign for European astronauts has opened this week, candidates have until May the 28th to submit their application online before the selection procedure begins, which will end in October 2022, with the hiring of 4 to 6 future astronauts. Applicants must have a master's degree in a scientific field or a medical degree and 3 years of professional experience. The age limit is 50. Fluent English is required, and fluency in a second language is an asset. A medical certificate similar to that required of a professional pilot must also be provided. The previous search for astronauts in 2008 had seen 7 lucky winners, including Thomas Pesquet.
Riviera Radio, sports news.
Well, lucky's going into space.
Why not?
I can't apply, I'm too old.
Yeah, that's it. I thought that, 50.
Yeah. That's it. With the scrap heap now. Football. There were several European World Cup qualifiers last night. Here's more from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football. Hello, I'm Paul Serres at the BBC Sports Centre. Harry Kane and Harry Maguire got the goals as England beat Poland 2-1 at Wembley to make it a perfect 3 wins from 3 World Cup qualifiers in the international break. Manchester United captain Harry Maguire says the team deserved the victory.
Yeah, it was a big moment, for the team. We're trying to qualify for the World Cup, the biggest competition in the world, so sometimes things don't come easy. We had to grind out there, we knew how important the 3 points was, especially when they drew their first game of the group, so it's made a 5-point gap now, so it was an important night for us to go and win. We played brilliant in the first half, controlled the game, really needed that second goal, and then they had 15-minute spell in the second half and they punished us with it. So, you know, it was a big reaction from us and we took control of the game again, and I think overall we deserve the win.
If you were hoping to see the exciting Norwegian star in the Premier League anytime soon, prepare to be disappointed. The Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola is targeting Erling Haaland as Sergio Aguero's replacement, but the Norwegian football commentator Christian Nielsen says despite links to both Manchester clubs and the popularity of the English game in Norway, he thinks Haaland will be looking elsewhere.
The Manchester United Supporters Club in Scandinavia have got over 40,000 members, so a lot of Norwegians support Manchester United and want him to end up there. With the connection with Solskjaer, who was his manager at Molde, that's, you could probably understand where those thoughts come from, but when you think about his dad, that he played for Manchester City, there's a strong connection there as well. City need a top-class striker, Haaland is that, but I think that as well, a lot of people would say that if Barcelona or Real Madrid came in with a bid, he would probably go to Spain, as those clubs are more prestigious.
And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
It's going to Chelsea. Roman's going to go and wave a couple of million quid under his nose. Scotland beat the Faroe Islands 4-0 last night in European World Cup qualifying. Northern Ireland and Bulgaria drew 0-0. France 1-0 winners in Bosnia-Herzegovina. And the shock of the night came as Germany were beaten 2-1 at home by North Macedonia. Not so Vorksprung Dirk Technik after all.
No, not at all.
Cricket, Sri Lanka have been fighting back in the second test match against West Indies in North Sound. At stumps on day three, the tourists had reached 250 for 8 in their first innings, still trailing West Indies by 104. Play resumes this afternoon. Rugby Union. The South African Rugby Union says proposals for the return of fans are being taken to the country's government before the British and Irish Lions tour. The country's rugby chief, Mark Alexander, says there's no reason to doubt the tour will take place. In March, a plan to play matches in Britain and Ireland was rejected by the organisers. The Lions are used to play the Springboks in July and August. Tennis. Naomi Osaka's out of the Miami Open. The world number two was beaten in straight sets by the 23rd seed Maria Sakkari of Greece in the quarterfinals. The defeat ends Osaka's 23-match winning streak as she made 12 unforced errors in the first set and didn't land one winner. And she then let a 4-1 lead in the second set slip to lose the match 6-love 6-4. And in golf, the cause of the crash, which resulted in Tiger Woods sustaining serious injuries, has been determined by police in Los Angeles. Woods needed surgery after fracturing a leg and shattering his ankle in the crash on the 23rd of February. Police say they have the details from the black box, but the results of the investigation will only be published if the star agrees. The 45-year-old is now recovering at his Florida home and says he's working to get stronger every day.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine.
Four coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Almaris Seam in the VAR. The general situation, high pressure, 1,025 millibars over the region. Winds are variable, force 1 to 3. The sea is calm. Visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap Ferrat, 1,024 millibars. And the outlook for Friday, clear skies, force 2 to 4 northeasterly winds, slight seas and good visibility. And for North Corsica, winds are southwesterly, force 2 to 4. The sea is slight. Visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,025 millibars. And the outlook for Friday, clear skies, force 2 to 4. Southwesterly winds, slight seas and good visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Accelerate Marine. For enhanced, high-performing connectivity on board your yacht, speak to our expert team today about our VSAT and 4G packages. Visit connectmyyacht.com.
Riviera Radio. Weather.
Clear skies, light variable winds, temperatures 20 to 23 degrees this afternoon. Overnight lows 11 degrees with cloudy skies. Friday and the start of the Easter weekend, mainly fine but not so warm, highs of 16 to 18 degrees. Finally,
should be a walk in the park. Visitors to the outdoors in the UK are being urged to say hello, smile more, stay on footpaths and always bin their dog's poo in a new look countryside code. A refreshed version of the code, which provides advice on how visitors to natural places should behave, is being launched on the 70th anniversary of the booklet's first publication in 1951. It's the first time the code has been updated in a decade, although there were some updates last summer due to the lockdown. Officials said the new version, which comes as more people are using green spaces, aims to help the public be safe, look after the natural environment and protect the livelihoods of people who live in the countryside. Changes to the code include advice on creating a welcoming environment, such as saying hello and reminders not to feed livestock, horses or wild animals and to stay on a marked footpath. So what happens to you when you move to the country? You don't know your neighbours because you can't find them. Taxis are not a spontaneous event. Ambushing the postman is a daily sport because you force at least a five-minute chat with him. You check coffee supplies more than you check your Instagram account. Talking to yourself is no longer acceptable with all this silence in the countryside. It feels too much like a sign. People walk into your house unannounced before you hear them knock. They're calling you in your kitchen saying, yoo-hoo. You used to watch YouTube videos on plucking your eyebrows. Now you watch ones plucking pheasants.
Always walk towards oncoming traffic.
When you're on a road?
Yes. And always shut the gate behind and close the...
Yes, that's on the list
the
as well.
Escapes.
Yes.
Right, okay. Did you see those pictures of all that trash people left around?
It's just horrifying.
You just think, what hope is there for humanity if people can't even bother to pick up their own litter? Can't wait to move to the country.
You. It's God. Only me.
You can just imagine it. You turn up unannounced. Do you mind if I come and stay for the weekend? Okay. See those carrots over there? Get scrubbing. Right, Feel Good Friday. It's all about Feel Good Friday. Still haven't had any requests for the Arctic Mondays. But
stop it. Well, I was trying to find the reason for
good,
a Friday.
Good. So Fiona says, chic, good times. You got that one?
Yeah? Yes.
Martin says, the Tremolos, even the bad times are good. Alex says, Steely Dan, Black Friday. Sally says, Katy Perry, Last Friday Nights. Ben says, you don't drink, you don't smoke. What do you do? Goody Two Shoes, Adam and the Ants. Lorraine says Billy Joel, Only the Good Die Young. And Tom says The Easy Beats and Friday on My Mind. And Sam says, hello, Rob and Sarah. Wondered if you saw this, Link's new edition Marmite body spray.
Oh.
Yeah, is it only available today, is it, Sam? You'd have to try harder than that, honestly.
Oh, is it an April Fool's?
Can you imagine?